listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy McNabb. I have on the line with me today, Martin. Martin, you're from Power Plant Raw Whole Foods. Tell us about who you are and what you're doing.
Yes, I manufacture raw, organic, gluten-free, vegan, and peanut-free products. We have a lineup of products, which is 5 flavored bars, 2 chocolate spreads, and we just launched our new protein powders.
Now, if it's raw, organic, vegan, gluten-free, peanut-free, what's left? Like, what's in the bar? You're hitting, that makes it, you know, accessible to a lot of people, but what's the main ingredients that make your bar so special?
Well, basically, all the ingredients that we use in all our products is whole food ingredients, and these are ingredients that the common folk can pronounce and they understand what they are: sprouted seeds and, you know, hemp hearts and, you know, chocolate, things like that, and it's all put together nicely and very tasty too.
Why this trend of, maybe it's not a trend, maybe it's just the way we're going to start eating. Why raw, why sprouted? What's the big deal with those two factors?
Well, I've noticed there's a real turn here with the way people are eating. They're getting away from highly manufactured foods, getting back to basics and, you know, eating more fruits and veggies, and they're looking at grains and sprouted seeds. It's better for them and very nourishing, and it's quite a shift to see, and especially where I see it really happening is in the gluten-free aspect, where there's a lot of people that have wheat issues.
Your products have, so it's raw organic fruit in it, sprouted seeds. Explain to people what, I mean, you hear it, but what's a sprouted seed, and how, like, do you sprout it, dry it, and process it? Like, what happens to the process?
Well, the company that does the sprouting for us of our seeds, they take them and they soak them in water for a certain period of time until the seed just basically cracks open, and then they take them and dry them at a low heat, and then of course we have them milled down into a powdered form, which we can put in our bars or the protein powders.
Well, what's the benefit, Martin? What's the benefit between a sprouted seed versus just taking that same seed and crushing it and powdering it? Why is the sprouted process?
Well, what's nice is with the sprout seed, like the seeds, if you just take them whole, I mean, that's just really good fiber whipping through your body.
Right.
And the seeds don't get a chance to be broken down. Whereas if it's sprouted, it's cracked open, and then you get the benefits of the enzymes that each seed has to offer. And so it's very easy to digest that.
So, and you're right. I mean, you look at flax, for example. People say that by just, you know, having flax seeds sprinkled on top of their food, the flax never breaks down. It just goes right through your body. So same idea with sprouted, even further, right?
Exactly, right. And, I mean, we don't put the full seeds into our products because then, you know, for example, a chia seed, if we put a sprouted chia seed in there, basically any moisture we have in the bar will get soaked up in that seed, dries
right
out the bar, and it doesn't work. So this is why we put it into, you know, we got our seeds milled for us.
Now, what's with chia seeds? When you and I were younger, it was chia on TV, and I mean, no one was ever even eating the seeds back then. What, you know, where they came from and why they're so popular now?
Well, they're very popular because of the properties that they hold. And it's just been a major buzzword that's been out there in the marketplace. So people just see the values that they hold, and they just gravitate to them. And that's along the lines of any seeds right now.
Right. For you, how long have you been doing this, and why are you in this business now? Or have you always been in this business? What's your story?
Well, many years ago, I was in the restaurant business, chefing back in Calgary, and took a break of that for 20 years, started another business unrelated to anything with food. And then I had a chance to take a look at this industry, and some bars were presented to me, and I thought, well, this would be interesting. So I started this company, and basically I'm all a business, and this would be a great business to run. But as I got it going and started working in it and doing a lot of consumer shows and demos, over a period of time, I've noticed that a lot of customers were coming back and saying, thank you, you've made a difference, you know, with your bars. So it's turned more into a passion for me of healthier eating and helping people, especially I keep zeroing on the gluten-free market.
Right.
I didn't realize there's so many people have issues. Then when I launched the protein powders, I want to do something different, again, with the passion of putting out whole food ingredients without, you know, fillers and these funky chemicals that we see in
right.
the protein powders, a bunch of sweeteners. I didn't want to go down that road. So definitely cutting edge. No one's put out a real clean one like this before.
Right.
So, again, it's growing into a major passion for me, and I'm enjoying it. And again, the business aspect, I mean, it's a grind like any other business.
Right.
So, yeah, major shifts there.
So you're bringing what you think is a supreme, obviously superior protein powder. Now, yours, when I've tried it, and it's actually very good. You have the garden veggies, like literally you have a bunch of vegetables in these protein mixes that you typically don't get out of other blends.
No, it's that alone is a real first with that amount of vegetables that we do put in there.
I trick my kids every day.
Excellent.
They have no idea what they're drinking, but they're drinking a whole cup full of veggies.
They like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and they like it, which is really cool. Now, and what's unique about the protein powders is our source of protein that we're using is pumpkin protein. And it's never been done before in a blend like this. And all we added was blended it with a sprouted chia seed, the sprouted flax seed, and sprouted red quinoa, and flavored it with the veggies like you have and the fruit one. And that's it. Very simple. Very clean, and it does, you know, I've had a lot of compliments on it, that people like it in the morning and it gets them through the day and they don't have the you know, ups and downs.
And the stomach upset to go with it. Okay, so your website is www.powerplantwholefoods.com. You're selling online, is that correct?
That's right.
People can
exactly.
also go online to see
now,
which retailers have your products as well. Do you have a number of people can reach you out as well, Martin?
Well, it's actually just best to email us with anything at info@powerplantwholefoods.com.
Perfect.
And also what we've done for your listeners on our website, if you go to our online store, if you wish to order products, we've set up a discount code by using the word Tammy. All lowercase, and your listeners will receive 15% off their order, and that also includes free shipping throughout Canada.
Martin, that is the first time my name has ever been used for a discount, let me tell you. That's fantastic. Okay, so again, so it's powerplantfoods.com. Go online, listeners get a 15% discount, free shipping. Martin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Tammy Lynn.
We appreciate
wonderful.
It. Thank you, Martin. Cheers.
Okay, take care. Bye.